Well, Sheriff Dunn, congratulations, sir. You announced your retirement today.
I did. Thank you. Thank you, Rich. It was bittersweet to try to put that in words. And after 33 and a half years in public safety, law enforcement, it came time to start the next chapter of my life.
It was not much of a secret, and if it was a secret, it wasn't very well kept, that you were not going to run again next year. But you're calling it quits a year before your term ends. What is the motivation there?
Well, for the 30 plus years, you try to keep your priorities straight. Family, faith, and friends, and fit work into all of that. Work is an important part of that, and in law enforcement, whether you're a correctional officer, patrol deputy, or even acting as the sheriff, that's a full-time plus thing in itself. And many times friends and family took second place for a long time. And after a good discussion with my family, specifically my wife, we felt that this was the right time for me to retire, even though it's a year early.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife, for her employment, does spend a lot of time out of state, and I would like to be a little more part of closer to her.
Yeah.
And so we'll be moving out of state, and but at least we'll be in the same home instead of having to FaceTime and
right.
and visit on weekends and different things
right.
like that when she's traveling for work. And that's a big part of her career, and I need to support her. She supported me for a long time, and now I need to support her. And that was the main reason that I chose to go a year early.
Sure. You've been, you're in your second term as sheriff, is that correct?
Third term.
My goodness, time flies, man. Sheriff is an elected position, but it's not like a lot of other elected positions where, as like a council member or something, you're really working to get things accomplished, where, sheriff, you're put there to keep the peace and make sure everything is running and all that. But what would you say is your what are you most proud of in your time as sheriff?
Boy, that's a tough question, Rich. I think I'm proud that for everybody that knows me, whether you know me just from one interaction or whether it's been on boards or in state, local government, whatever it may be, people that know me know that my heart and my soul are in this community, in this state, and I'm proud to serve all of those people in Rice County and throughout the state in whatever role, whether it be the Minnesota Sheriff's Association, that I gave it my all, and I truly cared, and I was trying to be a part of the solution, working with so many other great people to make this a place that people feel free, people feel supported, people feel safe, and it's a great quality of life that we've provided here in Rice County. So
yeah.
I guess that was a very long, drawn-out answer, but, just being a part of the community and trying to be more of a solution and a peacekeeper more than an authoritarian.
Right. Well, you've been, as far as we're lucky around here. I mean, our law enforcement figures are the people in charge are all very approachable. But among a group of approachable guys, you have been. I mean, you the less than a year I've been working talking with you, you've been great. You've been just fantastic to work with, and as a member of the media, I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that too, Rich, and I think the right now more than ever it's important to have those good relationships with so many groups, including the media, and I've always believed in that. And I don't agree with Some of the things that the media reports on some levels, whether it be state or local or national, but I think we're very fortunate here. I think the media reports what's happening, and they try to get everything, the whole news out there, the whole story versus just bits and pieces, because law enforcement needs our support, not only from our citizens, but from everybody that's involved. Because if this national way of looking at law enforcement continues, it's going to be very difficult for us to find good people that want to do a job like this. And, you know, I have to be honest, the last year and a half has been, you know, trying at times. I've had many difficult situations that I've had to deal with throughout my career, but this last year and a half, trying to keep the peace, you know, here in Minnesota and speak up for law enforcement and for our community to say, let's talk about this, let's work together, versus trying to make significant, drastic changes to law enforcement, when overall law enforcement has many great men and women that are doing the job for the right reason and doing it the right way. And because of some people's opinions and actions, it's really causing a lot of people to second guess maybe public safety is not a career they should go into. And that's not going to make it any easier for us to, you know, make this a safe place to live and let people feel safe to be able to go to a sporting event or to a park or anything like that if we're just going to let criminals run roughshod everywhere and not have that accountability. So
right. Well, that's well stated, Troy. I mean, that's not a point you hear very often, and
right.
So thank you for saying that. Just give me some, let's get a little background. Did you start as a deputy in Faribault, or how did you get into law enforcement in the first place?
I started right out of college as a deputy with Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office, working the summer months. I started in June of 1988, and I worked through November of 1988 with Crow Wing County, and that was a full-time temporary position. Mm-hmm. That was talk about drinking from a water from a fire hose. That was it, because Crow Wing County is a hopping place in the summertime with all of the tourists and part-time residents, and then your people that live there full-time. It was a great job, and I feel fortunate that was my first job, and would have probably been there, but at that time the county board said nope, it's a full-time temporary position, we don't have it in the budget to keep them permanently. So I came back to Rice County for a short time, and then Kenyon Police Department was hiring when I got back.
Okay.
And so I applied for that and then took a position there for 1 year. And then Dave Schweistall, the sheriff at the time in Rice County, offered me a position to come to Rice County, which was a dream come true, because I had a professor in college tell me, if you think you're going to just go be able to go back and work in your hometown or pick where you want to go, it's not always that easy. So take your, you know, positions that as they come, and if you're lucky enough to get a job in a agency that you want to, and Rice County was an agency that I wanted to, I took that and felt very fortunate to get that. And so I started as a correctional officer right away, because that's what you had to do at the time. You had to start in the jail, and then you would be promoted out to a patrol deputy as positions opened up. And so I moved up to a patrol deputy in 1991, March of 91, and then was promoted to a supervisor about 10 years later. And Dick Cook asked me to be the sheriff in 2010 asked me to be the chief deputy when Bob Sletton, the chief deputy, retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ran for sheriff in 2010 when Dick decided to retire. And I was fortunate to be able to be elected sheriff. It was a very long, hard race with a good friend, Mark Murphy, from
yep.
Northfield.
Yep.
But we were respectful of one another, and we you know, ran a clean election, and it made it much easier on both of us, I think. And I can still call Mark a good friend.
Yeah, well, if you know Mark, it's hard to not call him a friend. I mean, he's just
that
kind of guy, isn't he?
He is a gem.
He is indeed. He is indeed. So as a Rice County native, are you Faribault? Like, did you grow up in Faribault, or did you grow up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Nope. I grew up south. Just at the time where our house, my first home was in Faribault, and then we moved out into rural Walcott Township
gotcha.
For a short time, and then that was annexed into the city of Faribault a few years later. And other than leaving for college and then working in Crow Wing County in Kenyon, I've been a Rice County resident pretty much the majority of my life.
Man, Arizona's going to be straight up culture shock for you, man.
You know, I look forward to a new chapter. I'm hoping to, you know, I will still work. I don't know what that will be. It will most likely not be in public safety.
Mm-hmm.
I loved my time in public safety, but I'm looking forward to I've used the term being a grunt and just being a worker, you know, with no supervision, no supervisory skills needed for the position, and just being able to engage with people and then, you know, I will continue to, try to support different organizations and different groups, whether it be, you know, social, service clubs and different things. I still have a passion for our quality of life, and I've served on the Hope Center board, and I believe domestic violence needs our attention all the time, and so whatever I can do to help in that role, so we'll see what the next chapter brings, but I'm hoping to work part-time and then maybe get a little more time into golf. And I've said that for so many years that I'd like to golf more. I'd like to fish more.
Right.
And it still hasn't happened. So I'm feeling confident that I'm going to have a chance to do that now still while I'm relatively young.
Well, okay. So we get one more interview with you sometime in October. And so this is not goodbye.
I think we'll have two. I think we'll have October and November.
Well, fantastic. This is good. Then this is completely not goodbye. This is just, I really appreciate the phone call, and thanks for giving me the time, Troy. I really, really appreciate
Rich.
It.